We are very different in working with Crocodilians and how we started. You are very into the wrestling side of things. But people that end up doing it, I think, have better understanding on how to move on top of them, and I don't.
So you're telling me you're a bottom?
Bro.
Whoa. Pause. That's pause the track.
Yo, that was crazy.
That's fucking crazy.
You're so disgusting.
All right, welcome back to the Reptiles with Podcast. How are you guys doing?
Great. Doing good, man. Doing great.
Hell yeah. Look, we're here with Outdoor underscore Zay.
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah. We're hanging out. Chuck, like 3 seconds ago, said that you're excited to see these two at each other. What the fuck's up with that?
So the reason I like him being here a lot is because look at his necklace.
I was going to say, is it real?
Oh, yeah.
What are they?
Bro.
So these are wild boar teeth on the outside. And then these are alligator teeth.
Sick, dude.
Yeah, so he's a hunter.
Okay, and I was actually going to ask, are you a trapper, like, for FWC, like, for nuisance gators, or do you do, like, berms in the Everglades? Like, what's your
thing? So I do nuisance alligator trapping for the state. I'm a trapper in Osceola County, and we catch gators out there in that way. With the berms, not so much. I just go catch those for fun, really. I'm not a contractor for those. Yeah, yeah. But I do other nuisance wildlife, like raccoons, squirrels, snakes, armadillos, anything that could get inside like a person's house and is like messing with them and they're scared of it, like pretty much northerners, like Yankees, they call me. and I come get it.
Yeah.
And get it out. Okay. Especially bats too. Like bats
really?
Are one of the worst
bats,
things.
Bats are so cool.
They are really cool, but fire. When there's a bunch of them in an attic and they've been shitting everywhere, it's not that cool.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You see that a lot here?
A lot, bro.
Really,
especially
dude?
In like resorts. A lot of resorts, like upscale resorts, too. Like, I'm not going to say the names or anything.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get sued, but yeah, they got bats like crazy, like 5-star resorts and in the Orlando area, and it's just like hundreds of them. And we put up nets and stuff so they could come out of their holes, and then like when they try to fly back in, they can't, and they just end up moving on somewhere else, and then we cover up the holes that they're getting in from.
Sweet, dude. That's fire. That is so cool.
That's dope.
Do you,
but it's scary, though, because we could be going up, like, 4-story, like, resorts. Yeah, yeah. So,
Jesus Christ.
And we got to scale up there, like, with just a ladder sometimes, because the dude I work for
Wait. What do you mean? you're going up there from the outside?
Yeah, from the outside.
Oh, I thought you were climbing stairs inside.
No, from the outside, bro. So, the dude I work for, sometimes he likes to save money. He could be a little Mr. Krabs sometimes. So, bro, he'll send us out there with this aluminum ladder, sketchy as hell, like, jeez, bent in the middle, has a weight limit and everything of like 300 pounds. And it's just, we gotta put it up against this big ass building and just push it up there, and I just be trying to live and survive.
Crazy.
But now he gets the lift, and it's a lot easier with the lift to just and go right straight to the hole.
That's wild, dude.
That's
I love bats.
I
bats
would never, yeah, dude. I always say I'm short by choice because I'm scared of heights.
So does Florida have like an animal control, or is it just you?
Yeah, they have animal control. Like
what
every county has its own animal control, but they mostly deal with like cats and dogs running around, like strays. Things like that.
So for the weird ones, they're like, call the gator.
Yeah, for the wildlife, they call like nuisance wildlife trappers. So the animal control really only deals with like people neglecting their personal pets and like things like that, stray animals.
Wild. And so I know with animal control, I guess the animals go to like a pound or something bad. Do you guys euthanize on site?
If it looks sickly or if it looks like it has rabies or something, we'll put it down. But if not, then I just turn it loose and
relocate
the woods.
It.
Yeah.
Sweet.
What
dude,
if
but
it's
like
invasive?
At least no comment.
Coxbolt.
Okay. Now this I want to get into this.
Okay.
Hog hunting. Go. How do you do it?
Hog hunting. Go.
He's just saying stuff and wants to see a fight.
Like, yeah. I like this.
So, I do hunt hogs. Hunt hogs with my dogs. That's how I got.
That's funny. That rhymes.
That's how I got these.
I told you he was going to rap, dude.
What? Because I'm brown? I got dreads. I know I got dreads, but geez, I like country music too, bro. Damn. No, but so these teeth that I got here actually came from a hog that my dog caught. My first dog that I trained to actually catch pigs on his own.
Shit.
It was my blue nose pit. And usually pits don't find the hogs. They're just the ones that catch them. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But this dog actually went out, found his own pigs, and would catch them and everything. And I would come leg them and tie them up. And we sell the meat to like people and stuff like that. But
season for that. It's just
open season on them all year round. You could pretty much, as long as you have permission to go on the person's property, you could. There's no bag limit on them. You can get as many as you want. Like they're very destructive. They want them gone. And Florida is actually the most, like the second most populated state to have hogs. Texas is the first. Yeah,
they didn't even know that. Holy shit. They didn't even know that. That's
and like it's like very close, like between Hawaii and Florida. Mm. Like, there's a lot in Hawaii too.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, they that's like sad. Run Hawaii over there.
That's crazy. So that's like crazy. I wanted that to come up just because like sometimes within the industry of reptiles, people are like, people only come after the berms. I'm like, no, motherfucker, shit get killed out there, bro. Yeah. Like, it ain't just the berm, bro.
Yeah.
It ain't just the berm. It's the hogs. It's the Muscovy ducks. It's the fucking lionfish.
Right, yeah, I catch the ducks too, but I catch them alive. I don't shoot the ducks.
What do you do with them alive?
So I catch them. And I sell them to people, and they eat them.
and they kill them. I don't.
Yeah, I don't participate in the killing. They do all that.
Yeah.
I sell them as farm animals, and then people consume them. Mm-hmm. But you got to think about like the life of a Muscovy duck hanging out at a lake all day, living its actual life. But it's an invasive species, so when it's removed, it goes to a farm where it's kept, and it's kept in healthy, proper conditions. And then consumed for meat compared to a chicken that lives in a factory that's crowded, living like this.
So what you're saying is instead of going through like the farms that we get our food from, we should just let everything out.
He's saying that they keep the ducks better than the chickens.
And like the ducks actually get to live a whole life because people are always like criticizing me or yelling at me. Like I was in the Miami Herald one time as the duck napper.
They wrote
a whole article about me.
You know,
like,
and
saying,
about the berms, it's like people just demonize the berms. Yeah. You know, nobody likes berms. Everybody's scared of berms.
Exactly.
Nobody's
especially
scared
like
of hogs
tours.
Or ducks.
Because nobody's of scared of hogs? What are you talking about?
People aren't scared of hogs.
I'm scared of a fucking hog.
No, because you know what a hog can do.
No, people.
Regular exactly, people, they're like, true. Oh, they're like little pigs. Who cares? They don't know what they do.
There was this one guy. This one guy on IG had posted some shit about berms, exactly what you're saying. And he said, hogs have killed way more people than berms have. Yes. And I'm like, what? How many people this bitch is killing, bro? I started Googling. And I'm like, this motherfucker lied, bro. Motherfucker lied, bro. Got me all scared of these bitches.
Yeah.
Nah, but that's interesting. I've seen he posts like the dogs. Bro, that shit looks scary. Fuck you, bro. He's running at night, bro.
At night?
In the dogs. All you hear is the dogs barking. Row, 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 row. And then he's just running through the woods.
Well, because hogs don't sweat. So when with the Florida heat, it gets so hot that during the day, they just go to the swamps to retreat and just lay deep in the swamps. So when you go out early in the morning, they're just bedding down and hanging out from being out all night.
Yeah.
And I find them in the morning like that. But at night, they're all just moving around looking for food and stuff.
And hogs hang out in groups, too.
Yeah, in packs, so in big packs. Except, like, lone boar hogs where they start fighting all the males off unless it's just a couple females. But for the most part, they're in packs. Sometimes you'll see, like, 20 or 30 run across the road at a time.
Yeah.
And little baby straggler at the end and everything.
Okay, dope to see. Like, it's fucked up that they're a nuisance and an invasive species, but to see that shit...
And another thing is I'll always say, because people always, like, criticize me for hog hunting... Steve Irwin hog hunted with his dog Suey, and there's a video of it on YouTube. He hog hunted with her, and he had his gun and everything. He went in there, shot the hog, killed it, and he said the only thing that wild hogs are good for is croc bait. And you could look that up. Steve Irwin.
Dude. He came with the facts, dude.
Like, I don't care what nobody says, yo, bro. You cannot tell me nothing. Yeah, you cannot tell me nothing. If you Steve Irwin... He hunted hogs.
You've hunted hogs before. You've seen hogs before.
Yeah.
You saw the big boar that you pet up and stuff.
Yeah, I petted and shot. I sent it to him. I was like, bro, what the fuck is happening?
I was like, where that at? Let me know. I'm going to pull up.
Let me get it real quick. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck is happening?
We got another one.
Charlotte's left.
Literally, bro. That shit was crazy.
Yeah.
I like the animal itself, but I don't like it that it's here.
I've seen... I was at this... preserve trail, this nature place. And all of a sudden I hear like moving and I'm like, oh, that's a big thing. It turns out it's one mama pig. Mm-hmm. And then with I think Sow is the proper
Sow,
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sow. And then like four or five little piglets with her. And I was like, that is freaking adorable. Little browns and little like light tannish ones.
Zay's like this.
No. I was like, bro, I love them, all I was animals. Like, crazy, I'll catch, man, a little piglet and I'll raise it. And I'll like raise it to a certain size.
And then hunt it.
No.
And then let it go and go after it.
Jeez.
No, I'll put him somewhere where like nobody would bother him and just go about my day. But I like raising them. It's like raising like a chicken that you'll eat, you know? Like,
I mean, yeah,
they're cool. I still like them. I treat them nice. Yeah, I don't like keep them as a piglet.
It's
and, like,
better than the pig industry right now. The pork industry, way better.
Yeah,
I was
exactly
gonna say like, I mean, you're hunting them, so you're eating them too.
I mostly sell them to other people.
Have you tried it?
Once, honestly. Since I've been hunting since I was like 14, I've only eaten hog like one time.
Is it like comparable to like
it's
pork
a lot
get?
Better.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And everybody else that eats it consistently will tell you that it's better than
Why
from the
don't
store.
You eat it?
I just don't really eat pork.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, I'm like,
I'm not Muslim or anything. It's not for religious reasons. I just don't eat pork.
Yeah, I'm gonna say something about the hogs that I always remember with you. I remember where we used to work together, and I remember walking past one of the Niles. I forgot her name, like Lulu or some bullshit, and that bitch was not eating. You remember that? She wasn't eating.
Then
Isaiah was like, yo, like, what are we feeding it? We said, like, red meat and chicken. And he literally said, like, I bet she'll eat a hog. And we were like, no fucking way. Mm. We asked. They told us no. We waited until nobody was around. We got some hog legs that he had brought.
Bro, hooked it to a stick and everything.
Yeah, yeah. And the fucking crocodile started eating.
Mm-hmm. And it took the stick into the enclosure, though.
Like, the crocodile was gonna fucking die otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we presented it the fucking hogs, and she fucking ate.
Wow.
And we just didn't say shit. There's a few managers that were there that were like, yo, keep it hush, let's do it.
Yeah, but then once they found out, like, said, like, he told them, and he, like, vouched for me. He was like, yo, this is... She's eating now. Like, this is what saved her. Yeah. And we kept feeding her hog legs, and she made, like, a complete turnaround.
Yeah, I saw her after. She just came back to life with that. I was like, oh, shit. Because
they need that whole prey item. You can't just feed them just straight meat.
Yeah, and they need the organs. They need the bones. They need the fur. They need all that shit. And a lot of times they get, like, you know, what's the cheapest thing? It's just meat. Chow. I mean, chow is not bad. The bad thing about chow is that it's very easy to chew.
There's no organs in chow.
There is.
You said chow or cow?
Chow.
I was like, what do you
the pellet
say?
Itself is very good. It has everything they need. The thing is, like, if you only feed chow, then they're not using their muscles to bite into what it is. So chow is good as a supplement to whatever you're feeding them as well. So, like, once I remember every time I think of you, I remember that time, like, the crocodile that we ended up fucking
seeing. You're saying is you think of me a lot?
Yeah. I think like, that was... I always, every time I think of you, I think of that, like, moment.
There's nothing better than the smell of coffee in the morning, okay? There's also nothing better than the smell of reptiles in the morning. Psych. Reptiles with coffee. That's the smell you want. The strongest coffee, all right? We have it for you. Head on over to the description or go to coldbloodedcaffeine.com and use the code reptileswith to get your reptiles with coffee today.
Here's a good question. All right, as a hunter, right, of invasive species, do you think that it's productive? Do you think that there is a point to it, that there's, you're making a difference?
I mean, you're not going to eradicate them or ever get rid of them. They're here to stay. They're not going nowhere. But keeping them under control is definitely something that needs to be done, because I hunt in this old folks community, 55 and up living. It's called Sola Vida. It's in Point Siena. And so they have a hog problem, and the hogs are always tearing up people's backyards, the golf course, everything you could think of, the side of the road. Yeah, everything. They're tearing everything up. If we didn't hunt in there with dogs and run traps, the hogs would just run rampant and, like, literally destroy the whole thing. Because when a hog roots up a yard or a golf course, it looks like a plow.
Yeah, literally
just came through there. So if we didn't keep them in check and, like, always hunt them and keep pushing them back into the woods, they were just overrunning.
And even within the woods, they fuck it up.
Yeah, like, exactly. Drive through that shit, exactly, bro, in the woods. But they don't mind if they go in the woods and tear it all up, because nobody sees that. Mm-hmm. But when people come, like, from out of state, because it's a world-renowned golf course, like, you know, they get upset about that.
Yeah. Do you think, I guess this is a weird one. So I've had I had a friend in Gainesville where someone posted that they got rid of, like, I don't know, 20, 25 Cuban tree frogs from their yard, right? Mm-hmm. And then they froze them and stuff, and they posted pictures online. And then my boy, he posted on it, and he was like, hey, you know what? Like, at what point does the species become native? At this point, you're just killing animals because, you know, you're not really doing anything. Mm-hmm. The Cubans are here to stay. The environment will naturally, you know,
they'll take
just
offense to naturally become a part of the
environment. They'll just naturally become a part of the environment, and, you know, natural selection will take them out just like everything else.
Yeah.
So, like, do you think that, I guess, at some point, the hogs are just going to stay there and eventually nature will just take over?
So, like, what was he doing with the frogs? He just froze them to freeze them and threw them away?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see any point in that, really. Mm-hmm. Like you said, if he was feeding them to, like, his animals or something, that would be worth it.
Yeah.
Like, I feed the Muscovies to my monitors. I feed, like, you know, I use the stuff and I feed off the hogs that I kill to either you crocs, find, alligators, or I sell them to people. Yeah. So I find use for them. So
yeah, it's not just to kill.
Justify,
to kill.
I guess. Yeah, I'm not out there just. Let's get them. Let's murk them all.
But I would say
I do enjoy it. I love it, but I'm not out there just trying to kill stuff.
Yeah.
No, I was gonna say. I mean, but there's also a very big difference between, like, Cuban tree frogs and
hog. And a hog.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
to an extent, in the sense that it's like a larger animal, and hogs dig up.
It has a damage.
But, like, they still have the same, like, they, like, still environment. They still affect the environment.
Arguably the same ways.
Okay.
And the economy, like,
economically and biologically, it's just two different animals. Like, the Cuban tree frog, it pushes other frogs away. The fucking hog is eating turtles, is eating snakes, is eating native plants.
Our crops.
It's like, it's like way, it's beyond it. And I think, like, once they're full grown, not many things can eat them.
I don't know, though, because you can look at
that.
You can look at,
or maybe a panther if you can ever come across.
How many are there, bro? Come on.
But you can look at individual organisms and be like, yeah, this, we can try our best to judge the impact of a single organism. But in the grand scheme of the whole environment, the whole food chain, like, it has a huge impact. One of the things is, like, hammerhead worms. And they were introduced from Asia, and they eat earthworms. And you don't think, like, oh, earthworms, who cares? You know, but they help to break up soil, aerate soil, make it so that soil organisms can live in there, so that plants' roots can grow, so that water filters through. All of a sudden, you don't have earthworms in an ecosystem. You don't have plants, period. You know, so you can...
So hunt those two, bro.
Actually, you know what sucks about the hammerhead worms? That's
conspiracy theory. They don't want us growing our own...
You can't cut them.
They'll release them, bro.
You know how they came here? Plant trade. They came into the plant trade from exotic plants.
Finally,
the thing is with them, you can't cut them up either. You can't cut up the flatworms because they're, like, turns those into kinds more? That keep growing. No. It's insane. They're nuts.
Are those the ones that, like, when they're crawling on you, they send, like, a whole, like, vein?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I think so. Yeah. No, not the velvet worm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, velvet worms are the ones that do the spray the shit.
Yeah. I don't know. If I seen that, I would...
I found one in Puerto Rico.
For real?
Yeah. I didn't know what it was. I just took a video of it on my finger. I put it down. I put a sign on my story, and then he hit me up. What the fuck? I thought it was just a fucking regular ass worm, bro.
Yeah.
It looks like a slug, but with, like, a whole bunch of feet. And then I'm like, oh, a slug with feet, bro.
When have you ever seen a slug with feet, though? That's the thing.
But I'm in Puerto Rico. I was like, oh shit, slugs got feet over here, bro. That's crazy.
He's like Puerto Rico, yellow.
That's crazy. Took a video, put it back down, and then he hit me up. I was like, god damn it, I want to go back to see it again. Because now it's cool, because it shoots that shit. And I get to see it.
I don't want to see that shit.
I want to see that
especially
shit.
Especially not on me.
It's cool as fuck.
No, but speaking of Puerto Rico, you seen the retics that they're catching over there?
Yo, you saw what's that guy's name?
Fishing Garrett.
Yeah, he just got one.
Caveman Sharker. Yeah, they caught just a got nice one.
Fuck, bro. Huge. I told y'all motherfuckers.
They're even finding, like, baby albinos out there.
Did they get as big as Maylands? Like, mainland retics?
Yes. No, they are the big ones.
Yeah.
They are the big ones.
But I'm saying, like, they get that big.
Yes.
They can sustain that kind of a weight out there.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Like, bro, they're catching big ones. There's some ladies.
You know what?
Too,
we got to send the boar that way.
Big bitch.
Wait.
Send the boar to Puerto Rico. Retics will eat the boars. We got it.
There's a page on Facebook, a group. It's called Biodiversidad de Puerto Rico. And I go in there, bro, just see what, like, the locals post. Mm-hmm. It's insane, bro. Like, retics, red tails, like, crazy looking birds and shit. Yeah, bro.
Bro, what are we doing?
Red tails. Yo, I'm saying, bro, but, like, the only bad thing about that is, like, Puerto Rico's not on it with the laws and, like, biology and all that shit. But if they are, we're fucked over here. Because Florida's affecting the rest of the U.S. Imagine that island starting all those laws, it's going to be a domino effect, because it's like, oh, Puerto Rico's getting fucked. That's how we are going to end up. Then Florida gets more strict, and then the U.S. I feel like that would be our fuck-up.
Mm-hmm. Word.
That's fucked up.
I mean, you can't have any.
Catch some before and it's too late.
The spectacle came in all around the island. There's no yeah, way. There's retics. There's red-tail boas. There's mongoose.
Damn. There are mongoose?
Yeah, it's Indian mongoose, bro.
I haven't been there since I was like two, so I definitely want to slide
Indian
back.
Indian mongoose, bro. I want to go. I've thought about going like for like 2 days because I already know all the spots. I can literally just drive through all that bitch.
I want to know who's like releasing all these things over there.
I mean, same people
I don't know
here,
who
bro.
Has mongoose. So.
Well, no, that was on purpose. That was like the king toads. It was to control rats.
No way.
Yeah, so they have mongoose around, bro.
Insane.
Just fucking shut up.
Thank you. If you want to support us, head on over to modernreptileshop.com or in the description where you can find our merch. And the best part is that a percent of the proceeds from the merch gets donated to conservation. One more time, that's modernreptileshop.com or head on over to the description.
Y'all have also caught invasives here, right?
Yeah.
What invasives have we caught?
Like reptiles, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
I've caught like agamas, basilisks. I've caught a few berms, nothing crazy. I've only caught like two, honestly. Mm-hmm. And I was with buddies like that also were there too. So they're actually pretty hard to find. Like, I live in Central Florida, so driving 4.5 hours to drive all night through Loop Road or to the state park is like to get skunked is like damn.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it's rough.
It's disheartening. I did the same thing, bro.
Like disheartening, bro. Yeah. For real.
I did the same thing, but when they're moving, they're fucking moving, bro.
Right.
They're fucking moving. Like, we found one, and as we found one, we looked around and there's other like trappers and shit stopping like the same road.
Exactly. And it's like they move you pass once. Somebody, it's like, should we even keep going down?
Yeah.
Because like,
it's a lot of people.
It's crazy. I've caught tokays and stuff like that, but I mostly catch like the ducks and hogs. And
did you see the big berm they caught?
Where?
Recently.
Who? Yeah, the 19 footer.
It was a 19 feet. I thought it was 20.
No, I haven't.
That's the biggest one on record.
Yeah, before it was 16.
The biggest on record.
Last year was like 16 feet. So 19 now.
And then then Python Cowboy caught like an 18 footer, and then now these dudes just caught a 19.
That's fucking
insane. I saw that Python Cowboy guy on Rogan.
Yeah, he was on Joe Rogan.
That's lit. He's not like.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't like that guy.
Python Cowboy?
Yeah, I don't like that guy.
My thing is, I mean, I didn't watch that episode because every time that Rogan talks about the berms, it's kind of...
He's just a bitch.
Yeah, he's like, ew, snakes are fucking disgusting. They're monsters. So, like, I don't fuck with that side of it. So you didn't listen to that episode then?
No, but, like, with Python Cowboy, the only thing I got is, like, he kills anything. Just because, like, there was an EDB one time, Eastern Diamondback, on his property, and he just went over, recorded, and boop, head off. And it's like, bro, like...
But, yeah,
for natives, I don't support that at all.
It's a native, and he's like, oh, it could have gotten my dog. Move it, bro. Like, you know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah, he knows how to handle
it. He knows what it is. Yeah. He's handled them before. Like, he's just killing just to kill at that point. Mm-hmm. Shit like that, I don't fuck with. Yeah. Like, if it's just hunting, like, actual fucking hunting, I don't really give a fuck. Mm-hmm. But native shit like that, like Eastern Diamondbacks, which are in decline as it is, I'm like, nah, bro.
You got a decent following on Instagram and stuff. Like, how is the reaction that you get from people? Do you see that people are more like watching it for entertainment? Do you see a lot of people like giving you pushback? Do you get a lot of people from like this community that see it and they're like, oh shit, he's doing the thing?
Yeah, so I actually have got a lot of positive feedback from people in this community, like Chandler, Tyler Nolan, Spidey, like all those guys have shown me support and shown me love with other people, like Karens and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, there's always going to be Karens and there's always going to be people judging what you do and stuff like that. Yeah, I, of course, get plenty of that. Like, I'll post a video of me catching an alligator or something.
Uh-huh.
It says nuisance alligator trapper on my back. It'll say that in the... and the caption and everything, and they're like, why are you catching the gator? What are you doing? Like, if you take the time to watch the video and just actually look, you would see some context and like learn something real quick. Like, and you can actually see in all my videos, like, I'm as gentle, I think, as any trapper there is probably in Florida, because a lot of them will get a noose around their neck, step on their head, like drag them out, like, you know, they're just there to do a job, and I'm here like also to do a job, but I have a passion for these animals, yeah, and I love handling them and just being around them. So I just do it respectfully and as safely as possible for them.
Do you ever get in real life Karens? Like in the middle of you just fucking doing some shit?
I'm not, all right, so not so much with the gators. It has happened with the gators, but for the ducks, I've had guns pulled on me.
Why are you taking my ducks?
Knives, bats, everything. These people treat
these ducks. They throw bats at you? No.
They don't throw them. They just come outside with them. Like, you better drop the duck right now, or else.
That's crazy.
I've had people follow me multiple times, like for miles, like in the car doing car chases type deal. Like,
what do you do, man?
I just haul ass.
No, but like, if somebody like shows up with a gun, dude. Like, yo, drop the duck.
Like, I just, try to keep it cool. No, like, I just keep it cool. I'm like, bro, they're invasive. Like, I'll be talking to them while putting it in my truck. And just, invasive, like, bro. Calmly, like, bro, they're invasive. What are you talking about? They're all right. It's not illegal. Finish. All right, I'm going to just hop in the car and go to the next spot. Like, Jesus. You won't see me again until next week.
So who reports? So if the kind of people that, like, are they're going to be that defensive over the ducks. What are the kind of people, like, reporting the ducks? Do you just see ducks and you're like, I got to get them? Or is it, like,
people call it? So these ducks are all just wild, non-native ducks, just like the tokays and stuff like that. So if they're out in public, I'm going and getting
them. No, but I'm saying, like, do people call them in?
Some people, like, call them in, like a... resorts and spots like that. Like, I catch ducks at Fun Spot. They want them removed because they poop everywhere and things like that. Ducks. So we gotta humanely catch them and remove them from there.
But, what do they look like? Just so I keep an eye out for them.
They look.
You don't know what they look like.
Are they the ones with the red heads?
Yeah, the ones with the red heads. They're called.
I saw them at Chipotle.
Ducks, yeah.
The Chipotle that you and I go to on. Well, I'm not gonna say where we live, but.
Bro, what did they order?
I don't know what they ordered.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, I know
what Chipotle
exactly
is. So I can write it down.
let me make a quick bag real quick.
You saw some big ones over there?
Adults.
They serve duck at the Chipotle.
They're about to.
Literally.
He comes with a bag of ducks. Like, you guys want some?
I remember one time people were going off on you about the ducks.
Bro.
And then I saw him at Daytona. Uh-huh. And then he's walking through the parking lot, and I'm behind our car. You're the guy with the ducks! This man turning around like, what the fuck? He saw me.
Bro, that was horrible.
That's
like,
great.
August, like around this time, like 2 years ago, I believe that was. Yeah, I was in West Palm Beach catching ducks, and it was like I usually catch them at night. Like, I start at 11, and then I finish by the time. Like the sun starts coming up, and we'll catch like 60 ducks in a night. Jeez. All males, because that's like the big ones that people want. And so we were a little late this time, and it started getting into the early morning, and the sun's up and everything, and people are going to work. Uh-huh. And this guy just so happens to see us, and he like stops his truck. Like, we just caught some ducks, put them in the thing. And like at this time, because now I have like specific poultry, like traveling cases or crates or whatever you want to call them. Before, I had like big dog crates that I would put them all in. So it was a whole bunch of big dog crates, and that guy seen it and took a picture, put it on Facebook, had my license plate on it, and somehow I guess he knew like a cop or somebody like that. They posted my address, posted the spot where the guy was, where we sold them to and everything, posted his address. They posted, oh, this guy is catching, like stealing ducks, this and that. And I even got death threats from that shit.
Oh,
like, crazy, bro. Over a fucking duck.
Yeah, the ducks are worth it.
Blows my mind. That shit is crazy how somebody could take a duck that serious.
You know,
and I don't take them all. Like, there's no way I could catch them all. I just take just the males, and I let the females breed, the males that I can't catch, and they breed and make more. So, like, I don't want to take every one, because I want them to breed and come back and get more. You feel me?
Insane.
He's got the drug.
Yeah, that's it right there, bro. That's the proof right there. Insane. That's fucking insane.
But like I said, it's all about, like, I know Muscovy ducks are never going to be eradicated, so it's just about keeping them in line.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it is. What do you think?
No, I don't know. I guess it's whatever. You know, they're invasive, so they shouldn't be here anyways. As long as they're being disposed of humanely. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah, they're consumed completely.
Yeah.
The beak.
And they're not going to waste, too. So it's like, okay, sweet. That's fine.
Exactly. And like I was saying, like, my whole point was, like, they live a full, like, life. They get to live at a lake. They have a natural life. And then they get used for consumption.
Yeah.
The other chickens that everybody eats, like mainstream people, they live in huge factories where no ventilation. All like this.
The ducks are super free range.
Yeah, so it's like
literally
the most free range ever.
Exactly. Walmart's rebranding, bro.
That's what I'd say to the people that are like, "Oh, that's so cruel." It's like, you eat chicken though, right? You eat this, you eat that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Those animals are really going through it.
Yep.
Yeah. Like getting tossed around, like cows, like getting tossed around with tractors and forklifts and all that.
Fucked by people.
Yeah.
Getting pregnant and getting like milk.
Dude's named Daniel and stuff.
Yo! Yo! Wait a fucking minute, bro. Chill the fuck out. Yeah. Now, I want to get into another thing. We are very different in working with Crocodilians and how we started. And we end up in the same place. So he starts. You are very into the wrestling side of things. I never did it.
Uh-huh.
But people that end up doing it, I think, have better understanding on how to move on top of them, and I don't. And there's different versions of wrestling.
So you're telling me you're a bottom?
Bro!
Whoa! Pause. Pause the track.
Yo, that was crazy.
That's fucking crazy.
Chuck's like, I don't know how to be a top right now.
Yo, he hasn't even denied it.
Yeah, no, I can't, bro. I can't, bro.
He looked at him like,
how do you know? I'll leave it a fucking minute, bro. But I think it's very different. Is that how you started? Was it wrestling?
Yeah, so that's started at the place where me and you started working at. That is where I started, and that's where I learned like the generic
the white people
style.
Version.
Yeah, the Cracker style version of wrestling.
I'm not gonna lie to you. So he told me earlier that you did wrestling, and I was like, "Yo, he just pro wrestling?"
I'm done.
I was like, "No way!"
I'm not Logan Paul, bro. Shit. I wish I had $1 million Pokemon card, but
bro.
Not WWE.
Yo, you said like that. How did you get into Fuck?
Wait, what?
It's Fuck. F-A-W-C.
No, Fuck.
I was like, did you just ask him if he's a virgin on the podcast?
No, that's like wrestling, but
no,
professional, pretty much.
Yeah. There's professional alligator wrestling, dude?
Yeah, on the Native Seminole reservations.
Yeah.
Is that some real cracker shit?
No, that's some real native shit.
Native. Oh, native.
Yeah.
Native,
he
did the
like,
cracker first,
Indians.
And then he went to the
Dang.
Native.
So, yeah, the theme park version is the cracker style. They want you to be as safe as possible, which is understandable. They don't want you to do no tricks with, like, putting your hands in the mouth or anything like that. But I met a guy there, my mentor, Scott, and he taught
Scotty.
Me.
Scotty. Shout out to Scott.
My dog, Scott. But he's the one who taught me how to wrestle Seminole style.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's the real way of wrestling, because they are the ones who originally started alligator wrestling.
Yeah.
One, to bring back alligators to their tribes for food.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, like, once it started getting more developed and everything, they started doing it for, like, people. Yeah, for shows to get money to bring back to their tribe.
So crazy.
A lot of history behind it.
Yeah,
what's the difference between the two versions of wrestling that you see, the cracker versus like native?
Like I
is
said,
that like an actual term?
Yeah, that's what they call it, cracker style wrestling. Like cowboy, like cracker cowboy. Not like, not trying to say anything, bro.
No, I don't know. I was like, are we being offensive?
No,
is
no,
real?
No, no, no.
Okay.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, we even say in the show and everything. They're like, this is cracker style wrestling. Like a Florida cracker is like a cowboy that used a whip to crack and move the cattle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the way they would handle the alligators, they watched the Seminoles on how they did it. And they just did it a safer way to maneuver and move gators out of gator ponds so their cows could come and drink water.
Okay.
But the Seminoles actually learned techniques and, like, they just got nasty with it. And just, like,
gotcha.
They started putting their heads in the mouth, hands, and everything like that.
Yeah.
That's
so it's more of, like, a demonstration. Like, I like to think of it as, like, a demonstration and pretty much like a dance with the alligator. Like, people are always commenting and saying, oh, that's wrong. Like, don't do that. Like, one, we use a different gator every time.
Mm-hmm.
The gators are caught from the wild on the Indian reservation, and then they're also released after the competition. So they could do whatever they want. They make their own rules.
Yeah.
They don't have to follow Florida rules. So the gators get released at the end, and it's just for heritage and fun and, you know, competition.
Yeah,
but it's all professional. Everybody gets paid.
Yeah, yeah.
But whoever comes in first, second, and third, they get paid the most.
Yeah,
the grand prize for the Brighton reservation is like $8,000 last past year.
Damn.
And you like competing shit like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This was my first year, actually, because it's in February. So this year was my first year. I came in as a rookie. They had two competitions. The first one I came in fifth, and the second one I came in second.
Well, shit, dude.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
He's from, him.
Yeah, he is him. I saw just the ones that you posted, but like I told you, I talked to some of the guys, and they were saying, like, from the new people, like, this motherfucker is one of the best. And then
I'm coming for my title.
Yeah.
Pharaoh, well, if you're watching this, Pharaoh Giles, I'm coming for you. Yeah, he's a judge.
But, oh, he's the judge. Yeah. Fire.
Who's Pharaoh? Who is this?
A wrestler.
He's a
wrestler. The wrestler kind of thing?
The wrestler.
Okay. Yeah, he's... He won FAWC. They had it 11 times. I believe he won it 5. So most of them in a row. So.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah, he's pretty nice.
He's the guy. But Tolis Tyson is coming for you.
Yeah,
bro.
Tyson. Yeah, bro.
Where does this happen?
The
competition?
It happens in February, and it happens on the Indian Reservation in Brighton and Big Cypress.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're going to have it this year, so that'd be cool to pull up.
Yeah, that would be.
Tyson lost his toe. He tried to do a trick where he opens the alligator's mouth and puts his foot inside his mouth and then jaw pops him, but he left his toe there a little too long. Mm-hmm. And then came out.
A millisecond
now he's
too
limp.
Long.
Yeah, just that. You can fuck up that easily.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And it actually went viral and Snoop Dogg reposted
it. You saw him? He DM'd me. He was like, yo, shout me out. I was like, bro, I got you.
He got like almost 10K followers in like a month.
Yeah, off the rip.
God damn.
Off the rip. But yeah, like, for me, wrestling is not the thing for me. I see why people do it and how it helps. Like, where I work at now, whenever we're catching an alligator or a crocodile or something, whenever we're about to jump or, like, handle something, I know what to do, but it's all here because I saw other people do things. People like that, they know what they're doing because they've done it. And it's very, very different. They know how to move around the alligator and shit, where I know, but I don't know by experience, if that makes sense. So that's one thing that I do respect about the wrestling of alligators. Now, the reason I don't like it, I don't want to get fucked up, number one. Let's start there. I don't want to get fucked up. It ain't... I'm good. Yeah, and then second one, I don't want to interact. Yeah.
Crooked finger.
Yeah, bit.
Dang. Like, it doesn't... Like, that's just the...
That's just because I got bit, and that's just the way it healed.
It won't go up.
Nope.
Oh, damn, dude. I was like, you're just bending that shit right now? Yo, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, man. So...
Yo, but the good thing about that is that if you're, you know, like that shit's always
writing
on the wall, you know?
Every time, bro.
It's in that spot.
Yeah. Fire, dude. I call that a win.
He did you a favor, bro. Yeah.
If you're listening to this, you're a reptile lover, all right? And what do we all need? We need supplies. So we got you covered. Head on over to imperialreptiles.com and use the code REPTILESWITH to get a specific discount special to us and our listeners for your reptile supplies today. One more time, that's imperialreptiles.com. Use the code REPTILESWITH. Being that you do have your following on Instagram, like, what's the goal? Like, do you have a goal, or is it just something that you do for, like, fun and shit?
So, I actually do have a goal. I just started my LLC.
Oh,
so
tight.
I do want to start my own nuisance wildlife trapping. Okay. So I'm actually working on my YouTube now as well.
Okay.
I just didn't know really how to edit videos for YouTube and stuff like that. I didn't even think my Instagram would get this far. Like, I've had this Instagram since like 2014 as just like a personal thing to post. Mm-hmm. And I think it was last year.
Around the same time,
I caught an alligator in a parking lot. And it was right in of a apartment complex parking lot, and it was a 9-footer, and I pulled him out from under a car, and people recorded it, and it just took off from there. They sent it to me.
He showed me that video today, and the first thing I said, I was like, I've seen this before. Everybody sent me that video. My whole fucking family was just like, look at this guy.
People in New York, like, people were telling me that, like, their family in New York was sending them that, like,
just crazy stuff.
That's, and I was just like, that is lit. So I just took it from there. I just kept making content from there, and now that I had like 800 followers when that happened, and now I got 52K.
Jesus Christ.
Now, he does something very interesting as well that I wanted to ask. So now you're taking people on like excursions to...
Yes, sir. I do alligator trapping tours.
Okay.
I also do like hog hunting tours. So I'm an alligator trapper, and I take you out in the day of a life of an alligator trapper. You get a permit. Anybody could get this permit as long as you're not like a...
felon or
a wanted wildlife poacher or something like that. Anybody could get it. I literally just took out this girl from New York. She never caught a gator before. She just liked gators. She'd been fishing before, but that's really it. I took her out. We found an 8-footer on the first, 8.5-footer on the first lake we stopped at. First cast and everything, caught it. She helped me reel it in. We got the catch pole around his neck. She helped pull it up. Like, full hands-on experience. Damn. And she loved every bit of it.
That insurance packet has to be like this. Waive all your rights. You don't have any anymore.
What do you want people to experience and to get? Like, whenever they leave you, what do you want them to remember?
Just how amazing these animals are, and just get a better understanding of an alligator. Because everybody that comes to the airboat ride that I work at, or that came to where we used to work at, like the gator farms and stuff, they always are just scared of gators for no reason, because they don't know about them. Lack of knowledge is ignorance is lack of knowledge. Yeah. So like they just don't know about them and they have fear about them.
One would see that and think, oh, they're, number one, they're hooking the animal, they're hurting it. Mm-hmm. And then somebody else would be like, oh, they're just doing this for their own personal gain, like financially for entertainment and for clout and stuff like that. Like, so, and I'm not trying to be like, I'm not trying for this to come out fucked up, but I'm saying, like, so you really do think like being able to have those experiences is beneficial for all parties.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because I do it for entertainment. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I want people to watch me on Instagram and see me have a good time, because I want them to come out and enjoy it with me. Also, being like a YouTuber or an Instagrammer, that's an actual thing. Like, you could do literally whatever you want by doing what you love and just recording it and posting it. So why not do it, because so many other people are doing it and actually fulfill your actual dreams of conservation, having your own zoo, which are things that I want to do.
And then I think you were telling me something about like the hooks that they use.
Yeah, so he uses a treble hook, and whenever he throws it at the alligator, it's not like a fish that is like
penetrating. Yeah, so it's not like the animal in a sense, it doesn't suffer, and because people would see that
it's just fucking
.
So I'm not gonna lie, I'm not gonna say it doesn't hurt the animal at all, but I'm gonna just say it makes it feel uncomfortable. It's like literally having a thorn.
It's not like when we go fishing,
it's
that
literally
it's like
a fish that it gets through the fucking mouth.
It's not that.
Yeah, and then when you throw it back, it's floating. It's got it in its skin, and it's not even that deep. It's literally just the skin, not the meat.
Yeah.
And then we bring it in, and it's like literally just easy to take out. Yeah. And these guys are literally fighting machines. They rip each other's arms off and then just go about their day after that. So it's like a little hook in them is not
how really often do you feed them pizza?
Never. That would be a never.
That's good. That's good. Motherfucker. Bitch ass motherfucker.
Yeah, tourists usually feed gators pizza.
Yeah, tourists.
From a dock or something.
You unprofessional fuck.
So the nuisance
part. I wonder where they got the idea.
So the nuisance part, it's usually just like an alligator is not supposed to be where it is.
So
like on a golf course or stuff. Do you ever get fed alligators or shit?
Yeah, exactly. So to me, we're in Florida. Alligators belong anywhere.
Right.
They were here before us. This is their land. Mm-hmm. So there's nowhere that an alligator shouldn't be.
Gotcha.
Now, there's tons of development and like new communities all around Florida, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Just all the orange groves and cattle fields are gone now. So we run into that problem, especially with the Airbnb business. Now everybody, especially we're like in Osceola County, we're probably the trappers that catch the most alligators in a year, because of how many people come to Kissimmee area for Disney. And people are staying in Airbnbs that have gator ponds in the back. They see the gator, it's just chilling.
They call it right away.
Yo, he got to go.
Florida experience.
Exactly.
That was
they
the
want to go see him at but they want to make sure.
You're good.
They want to go see him at like a gator park, but they don't want to see him in the actual wild.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's just dumbfounding to me, like, why would you just call in a gator that's not doing anything to you? Now, when a gator comes straight up to you because people have been feeding it, which does happen a lot, then it becomes a nuisance gator because of the fault of people. So that is unfortunate. That does suck. Mm-hmm. But those are the gators that need to be removed, because that's the one that's going to come after you or your dog or something like that.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. So before we wrap this up, I did want to, because you mentioned that you have like monitors and stuff like that. Yeah. So talk to us about what you keep.
I got a lot of things.
I got alligators, ducks,
Muscovy.
Nah, I'm actually working on my alligator permit. So I got all my hours and everything. I just got to fill it all out and do all that. Yeah. You guys know how that is. Yeah. It's annoying. But I got two black throat monitors, a male and a female. I have a big Argus. He's the biggest, meanest lizard I have right now. He's like one of the bigger monitors, Argus monitors that I've ever seen. He's like pushing 6 foot. Jeez. He's a monster. Damn, and I have 8 dogs in total, like at my house. I only use 4 of them for hunting. The rest are just like house dogs and stuff. We have a blue tongue skink. We got a bearded dragon because I like to do like the shows where I like to let children hold the animals and stuff.
Yeah. Which was a better pet? Blue tongue skink. Anywho, continue.
I do like the blue tongue. He's sweet. And then just people always ask about the blue tongue. Yep. And then you get to explain like how they use it to ward off predators and stuff. Yeah. So that's cool. My fiance, actually, she has a lot of green tree pythons. She's actually trying to breed them.
Nice.
She got some crazy, crazy stuff. Fire. Like things that you wouldn't not believe, and she got some real fire coming soon. So
cool, dude.
She has about like 9 green trees, and they're real like high end ones. We also got, I got a tank full of Oscars and turtles. Nice. I love turtles. What kind of turtles? You got some maps over there. I got one of those.
Yeah,
I got a map turtle.
Now Eric and I are big turtle heads.
Yeah. I love turtles. I had an albino, but he actually drowned himself. Like,
no!
Yeah,
he did. How big
under,
was he?
Under my main piece.
Oh,
like, he
shit.
Was like 3 inches,
oh,
dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
Under the main piece, and one day he was just stuck under there. I was like,
oh, fuck.
Why? God damn.
That's rough.
And I got 1 leopard gecko, 2 tarantulas, and 2 boas, 1 albino.
Damn.
No, 3 boas, 1 albino, 2 normals.
Yeah.
I think that's everything.
And, and for the most part,
and a baby water monitor. Just three more things. See, I just
goddamn,
I got stuff outside, stuff inside, and I'm just on the spot. It's hard to think, but I got 2 baby rhino iguanas.
Okay.
I got them from Unlimited Reptiles.
Yeah,
from
Nick.
Yeah, he's really cool. Yeah. He always sends me good stuff. So I got 3 from him, and I actually traded 1 of them for a young Asian water monitor. And
cool, dude.
That's everything I
have. Hell yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
Well, I technically gave an albino red ear to a friend, but he hasn't finished his project.
Mm-hmm.
I'll message him this week, and if he's not going to take it soon, I'll give it to you.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
I was like,
dude.
Crush. I was like, did you do this to yourself? Like, what did I do, bro?
Who hurt you? Where is she?
For real, because he was just under their wedge, like, yeah, I'm doing it. Last time you guys see me.
Yeah. So, for the most part, it's pets. It's not like you're like trying to breed for a business.
It's pets and like showing other people. Because when I have friends come over that are deathly afraid of snakes or big lizards or whatever, I always show them, let them hold their kids when they come with them.
It's so crazy how you can just do that. Like, bro, you don't have to breed animals. That's crazy.
That's crazy to you, bro. But like, literally, I feel like because of where we worked, a lot of that came out, because that's what we did. Every show we did is with that, you figure out, like, you can have like little jokes and people end up remembering you for that. Then people come back like a year after they saw your show.
And they love you.
Yeah, and they literally, oh my God, you're the guy. And it's
you make a big impact on people for sure.
I feel like that for most of the people that go through that business, that industry, that happens.
So I didn't want my boa initially. I got him because he was free. Mm-hmm. And in my head, I'm like, I really should have an animal that if someone wants to talk about them or come inside my house, I can have it always there so that they can hold it, you know. Yeah. And a big snake, everyone always loses their minds with a big snake. So I'm like, I'll get a boa.
You're right. Your beauty snakes are whack.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, someone wants to hold it, boom, they're getting nailed. Yeah. That's not an animal you want people, like, really interacting the first time with. And so my boa is that. My boa is, like, the nicest thing ever. So I take him out and people hold him and stuff. I'm like, that's dope.
Nobody goes to your house fucking like
that.
Only special invite.
Like, dude,
I've
my olive python is a total dick.
Wait, you didn't
olive python?
You didn't include that.
Oh, yeah.
That's, like, the coolest one, dude. That was the only animal that I almost bought at Daytona was an olive python.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Bro, you would never guess what I got it for, man.
Oh, what?
I traded a cage for it.
No way!
No!
Wait, was it like mean as shit and the person didn't want it anymore?
No, like, well, it was like a dude just, like, he was weird. He was kind of off. And he just like lived in an apartment in Orlando, and I just saw an ad on Craigslist looking for a big cage, willing to trade, da 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 da. And I was like, all right. So I went and saw what he got. He had some decent stuff. He actually had two olives, but one was a Peruvian and one was the Australian. I got insane. The Australian.
Oh, shit.
And it was a young female, and she was small, and now she's like already about insane, 6 foot. Dude, so that's she's badass. Growing and like she's nice? Crazy. No.
I was going to say, she's nice.
His thing is like a white lip, pretty much. Like yeah. As soon as I'm opening the cage, you touch her, she's on it. Yeah. She'll rap like
that's
quick.
That's crazy as fuck.
She's a dick.
Cage. I'm jealous. Yeah, I gotta go
see his animal. The cage. I forgot what I traded the cage for, but it was something stupid. Like,
yeah,
fuck. That's dope too.
Wasn't it worth $1,000?
No, hell no, bro. Come on, bro. Yeah, the yeah fuck? Dude. That's
and badass. Then the crazy thing is like. 2 months later, I see he's selling the cage. Like,
no way.
Hilarious. Trading back from a snake, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my so God. Sad. That's so fucked.
Made it. It'll come up right there.
Literally, bro. What the fuck?
Hell yeah. Wow. All right, you guys got anything else for him?
Nah, dude.
All right. Let people know where they can find you.
All right, guys. Yeah, hit me up on Instagram, outdoor_ZAY, Zay. You can also find me on Facebook as Zay Outdoors. And YouTube coming soon.
Hell yeah. This was the Reptiles with Podcast. Later.